This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 148, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor, and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. First off, I want to say that my prayers and thoughts are with all the people of Japan during the crisis from the earthquake and tsunami. We have some listeners in Japan, and I sincerely hope that everyone is okay. If you're listening from Japan, please email to touch base with the Roots Rock Radio community. Richard@rrradio.com. Put up a link at rrradio.com to a list of organizations who are helping with the relief effort for Japan. So spring is finally here, the vernal equinox, equal day, equal night. March 20th in the northern hemisphere, including the U.S. most years. It also happens to be my birthday. Spring refers to the season and to ideas of rebirth, renewal, and regrowth. Spring is a result of the warmth caused by the turning of the Earth's axis. Here's some other birthdays on the first day of spring. In 1906, Ozzie Nelson. 1922, Carl Reiner. 1928, Fred Mr. Rogers. 1931, Mr. Barney Miller, Hal Linden. 1950, William Hurt. 51, the fabulous Jimmy Vaughn. 58, Holly Hunter. 61, Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. And 63, Kathy Ireland. Some dates in history on the first day of spring. In 1616, Sir Walter Raleigh was released from the Tower of London to seek gold in Guyana. In 1886, the first AC power plant in the U.S. began commercial operation. In 1963, the first pop art exhibit began in New York City. And musical events on the first day of spring. In 61, Ricky Nelson recorded Hello Mary Lou. 69, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were married in Gibraltar. A year later, 1970, David Bowie and Angela were married. 1976, Bad Company released their tune Young Blood. In 1977, the final live T-Rex concert took place. So around here at Roots Rock Radio headquarters, we are starting our seventh year of radio shows. Over the last 6 years, we have featured many independent roots rock and real rock and roll artists, and I hope you have enjoyed a few of them. In honor of Women's History Month, Cleveland native Margaret Hamilton, also known as the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. Her father was a lawyer, and his father was a prominent judge. She graduated from Hathaway Brown School in 1921. The acting bug took hold after she played the male lead of her senior play. Hamilton headed to Boston to become a kindergarten teacher, but returned home to care for her father after her mother died. Her screen time in The Wizard of Oz lasted only 12 minutes. She appeared in more than 70 films and passed away in Connecticut in 1985 at age 82. Here's a story that I found on the web. Blind man keeps his old guide dog after it loses its sight, and then gets a new guide dog who now leads them both around. This is from the UK. After 6 years of loyal service, Grand Wasp was devastated when his guide dog Edward was left blind after developing cataracts. But his devastation turned to joy when his replacement Opal turned out to be a real gem. His new dog is not just aiding his owner to carry out everyday tasks, but also helping Edward, his blind dog, to get around. His wife said that despite the dog's loss of eyesight, Edward still loved nothing more than to be around children, having his tummy tickled and receiving lots of attention. The 8-year-old has been retired for 4 months, but the loss of his eyesight has shown no sign of slowing him down. Amazing story. Well, I've updated rootsrock.tv with some new videos of roots rock bands. When you get a chance, stop on by rootsrock.tv. First up, the return of the Friday Night Preachers. You are listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Ah! in a single night. I used to be young and strong. If I knew that I was gonna live this long, I would've taken.
I should've taken
a better care of myself.
Just heard the Noms. We hear their tune, Taking Better Care of Myself. Give in to your primal urges. On the web, thenobsband.net. Before that, we heard from Black Angel. We heard their tune, Sexual Electricity. On the web, myspace.com, Black Angel Band. Before that, we heard Jackknife Beat, Almost Anything for You. On the web, jackknifebeat.com. And opening the set, we heard from their CD, Bring Back the Prodigal Sound, 2449, from the Friday Night Preachers from Sweden. On the web, myspace.com, the Friday Night Preachers. I want to thank a few listeners, Christopher Rosario, Michael Johnson, and Keith DeShane. All three of them contributed to help fund Roots Rock Radio over the last month or so, and their contributions are going to help pay for the P.O. Box for the next 6 months. It is appreciated. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can go to rrradio.com. On the main page is a button you can click to donate. Here's a Roots Rock Radio artist email that I got. Richard, just a note to say thank you for playing our song Numb on your last show. We sure do appreciate it. Keep on rockin', Doug Cohen from Doug Cohen and the Basics. Here's some dates in history. In 1903, Niagara Falls runs out of water because of a drought. 1806, explorers Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific coast and began their return journey to the east. 1840, the first successful photo of the moon was taken. 1861, London's first tram cars begin operation. And in 1903, the Wright brothers obtained an airplane patent. Next up, the Stone Coyotes. You are listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Looking back to when it started, he said it didn't seem like much. Just that her hand under his own felt electric to the touch, but it was enough to shake the planets, to shock the moon and stars, to make the fates hang down their heads as they watched him from afar. All for Angelina. Oh, she was the only. Do this for me at least. Bring me diamonds mined in Africa and rubies from the east. I want a shawl from the Orient and from Paris a fine dress. He said, I guess other men before me have sold their souls for less. All for Angelina. She was the only one. All for Angelina. He cried, my God, what have I done? And it was just plan gone wrong. And like the songs of old, blood spilled on a dark street for silver and for gold. He said, put me in a prison cell, in the shadow of the gallows high, and I will pay my restitution until the day I die. All for Angelina. Forever. I thought we had all the time in the world, that we would live our love like we were the last boy and the last girl. Angelina, do you hear me?
Do you hear me?
Can you hear me call your name? Or are you out there burning in the night, drawing new moths to your flame?
For Angelina.
He said, oh, she was the only one.
All for Angelina.
My God, what have I done?
Have I done?
What have I done?
We'll be right back. lesson in assertiveness, they say, alas. Well, that seemed like too much work to me. And I gotta go, I got a date with a chair and a glass. King Dollar, oh King Dollar, now you're wasting time again. You could've done so many things, but you breathe away the air is in. King Dollar, oh King Dollar, you could've made your mark, my friend.
Thank you. memories of them running through her head. She thinks about the day he left. She thinks about him all day and night. Wishes that she could just hold him tight. She knows someday she will again. She stares at a cross that's up above and wonders when she'll see her love.
We just heard Los Fabulocos. We heard their tune, She Wakes Up Crying. On the web, myspace.com, Los Fabulocos. Before that, we heard 9 Pound Hammer. We heard their tune, I'm Your Huckleberry, from the Bloodshot compilation CD for A Decade of Sin. Before that, we heard Frosting. We heard their tune, King Dawdle. On the web, frostingusa.com. And opening the set, we heard from Roots Rock regulars, the Stone Coyotes. We heard their tune, All for Angelina, on the web, stonecoyotes.com. If you claim a workman's compensation injury, don't participate in a marathon. A former San Francisco Department of Public Health employee has been accused of insurance fraud. She was employed as a healthcare worker at a hospital. She claimed she had injured her lower back, hip, and wrist while on the job. Between July 2007 and September 2010, she reported pain and difficulty walking during her medical evaluation and treatments. She also allegedly claimed she needed to use a cane and wrist splint as a result of her work injuries. However, prosecutors allege that she completed the 7-mile portion of the marathon in April 2008. When she visited her physician 6 days after the marathon, using a cane and requesting a handicap placard, she failed to disclose she had run in a race, according to the district attorney's office. She appeared before a San Francisco Superior Court judge. She was arraigned on 10 felony charges, 5 counts of workers' compensation insurance fraud, 1 count of preparing false documents, 3 counts of insurance fraud, and 1 count of grand theft, prosecutors said. Next up, Doug Cohen and the Basics. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
If you lights from where I lived. The runners on my sled were red. Always wore white Jack Russells. I made my lunch to take to school. I was 6 and 65. Green so green, so much alive. Blue so blue, the stream ran by. And I was 6 and 65. Under a bush, sunlight poured through weeping branches. I heard the calls of friends in the hollow before I heard the call of the city. I was 6 and 65. Green, so much alive. Blue, so blue, the stream ran by. And I was 6 and 65. Sunlight, my plastic gun fast by my side. If looks could kill, I would not know. I was 6 and 65. Green, so much alive. Blue, so blue, the stream ran by. And I was 6 and 65.
This lonesome doorway opens wide for you. And as the message wanders off your bed, you wish the maid didn't say the things she said. You didn't do the things you should have done.
feeling old, but I understand. I made a pact with your mama when I grabbed your hand. Well, they're only words, but I'll make them stand. Just my good fortune that I fell for you. It was just my good fortune that I fell for you. And now, black and white, you stole my love in broad daylight. Like a greedy thief, you took all in sight. And I knew you were mine in the morning light. Just my good fortune that I fell for you. It was just my good fortune that I fell for you.
Just heard Joe Mazzari. We heard his tune Good Fortune on the web, myspace.com, Joe Mazzari Band. Before that, we heard from my band, Richard Taylor and the Ravers. On the web, you can find out more information at richardtaylor.tv. We heard the tune Audition Stage. Before that, we heard from Gina Villalobos. We heard her tune Miles Away. On the web, ginavillalobos.com. Before that, we heard from Yankee Network. We heard their tune 6 and 65 on the web, myspace.com, Yankee Network, or yankeenetwork.net. They both go to the same place. I actually stopped by a recent concert of Yankee Network at Frazier's on the Avenue in Hamden in Baltimore. Their opening act was Jen Peters, an acoustic singer-songwriter from Baltimore. And opening that last set, we heard from Doug Cohen and the Basics. We heard their tune, She Likes to Dance. On the web, myspace.com, Doug Cohen. A University of Georgia sophomore said Facebook helped foil an armed robbery in progress at his family's home. The 20-year-old was in his room on his laptop when he heard his grandmother scream. He said, as soon as I opened my door, I saw three hooded guys, like all masked in black, at the front door. I shut my door, locked it, grabbed my laptop, and went into the attic and hid. Downstairs, the thieves had tied up his grandmother and 17-year-old sister. They searched the house and just missed finding him. I hid up on a ledge in the attic, he said. They were literally 5-6 feet away, but they didn't see me because of the angle. He didn't have his cell phone, so he had limited options. I didn't think Facebook is really meant as a life-saving tool, but it's the only way I could think of contacting someone immediately to call for help, he said. As the intruders rifled through the home, he updated his Facebook status, help, robbers, no phone, in all caps. A lot of people thought it was a joke. Fortunately, his best friend took him seriously and notified the county sheriff's deputies. When the robbers heard the sheriff's deputies' cars, they went off in different directions. Deputies apprehended one of the alleged thieves who had not been identified. The others escaped, but should be easy to trace. Two of the thieves left their cell phones. So Facebook is actually good for something. So there you have it, another episode of the Roots Rock Radio Show for the spring of 2011. And we're approaching 150 shows. Each show takes about 8 hours to produce. That's a lot of 8 hours. So at this close of the Roots Rock Radio Show, please remember the people of Japan in your thoughts and prayers, and give what you can. Until the next show, have a good spring. This is Richard Taylor, signing off.